WizardCast is recorded in front of a fake live audience. Do you need a constipation pill there, Mark?
No, hang on. I need to take some pain pills.
Yeah, okay. Why? What's wrong?
It's this joke, Brian. It's this joke.
Oh, the joke is painful?
God, Brian, you don't even know. You don't even know, man.
Let's hear it then.
You sure? You really you want to hear this?
I mean, how bad can the joke be?
Okay, all right, man. Here goes. What is brown and sticky?
I hope this is age appropriate.
A stick.
Pass the bills.
Our joke today came from Chris Bear via Twitter.
Thanks for the submission, Chris.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. Anyway, happy post-Valentine's Day, Brian.
Thank you. Did you do anything special?
Deadpool.
I'm sorry?
Deadpool. I took the wife to see Deadpool.
Oh, gee, that's romantic.
You know, she's the one who asked me to go see that one, so.
Yeah. Really? That's some woman you got there.
Well, she's all about the gratuitous profanity and spandex-clad butts.
Huh.
How about you?
We celebrated Valentine's Day by not celebrating Valentine's Day.
That's very American of you.
It was more of the lines that we tell each other how much we love each other and show each other every day, so we don't need to have a special day.
Oh. Yeah, I suppose that works.
It has nothing to do with the fact that I've been sick and my wife is tired and the kids have been annoying and we just didn't feel like doing anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, that'll have an effect. I got to go see a kick-ass superhero movie, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, for Valentine's Day, a few years ago, I took a developer org and I set it up to display random Salesforce pickup lines. Kind of part of a joke. All the pickup lines were provided by the MVPs. It was supposed to be for a Salesforce blog. Yeah, yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I took it and made it so people could go to the page and click a button and see a random pickup line and even add their own.
Is that still up?
Oh,
is that still up?
Not only is it still up, but I saved who submitted each of the pickup lines. It makes great for blackmail.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. So I was thinking, you know, a lot of us use developer orgs and use Salesforce for things other than for work.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
So I thought it might be fun to share some of the things that you and I have done. And maybe our listeners would chime in on our comments page and try with some of their own projects.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So as for me, I actually use mine for D&D.
Nerd.
For Dungeons & Dragons. Yeah, well, okay. We've just established the whole Deadpool thing.
Your roles in Salesforce?
Oh, no. Because random numbers are hard to generate in Salesforce, even in Apex. You could do it, but it's very specific. It's not really designed for it. I believe you actually helped me with some random number generation. Exactly. But you know yourself, it's not something that Salesforce provides a lot of support for. It's just kind of an incidental thing.
Right.
So, no, what I use it for is tracking either characters that I'm playing. Because basically, I've made custom objects to track, you know, the character themselves, what belongings they have, how many times they've received experience and how much they've gotten. And I use that for my own characters when I'm playing. Or if I'm running a game, I'll actually use it to keep track of my players, what all of their experience levels are, the various people they've encountered, when they've received loot, all those sorts of things. It actually works surprisingly well. The only thing I can't really do is do like a full-on character sheet because Salesforce is kind of limited in how it displays data outside out of the box. but as just kind of an incidental supplemental to what's already out there, it works really well.
That's pretty cool. You know, I've done a few things other than the fact that we keep track of WizardCast in Salesforce.
That's true.
Yeah, and it does a pretty good job of reminding us that we don't have a script. And
Very good job, because we seem to forget quite often that we
yeah,
don't have a
I
script.
know. It's kind of my fault as the primary writer. But, you know, in addition to that, I've done some just wacky things. Like I did Choose Your Own Adventure, where basically you die almost every single time. Especially if you chose quick rate. Yeah, it was supposed to be a Salesforce admin joke, you know? Like, you come to a door, and above each door was like a Salesforce feature, and depending on which one you picked, yeah, it was how I taught myself how to use Flow.
I hope Quick Create was the most like gory, horrific death.
Yeah, it had Steve Moe pushing someone into a bottomless pit lined with spikes.
That's not very gruesome.
Meh.
You need some Saw level descriptions for that kind of
Never
infraction.
saw Saw.
Well, never, like concepts, like things, eyeballs, I don't know.
I also, for fun of it, I found I think it was a JavaScript plugin that allowed me to put Clippy, you know, from the old Microsoft Word,
God.
put
No.
Clippy in Salesforce, and I could control the movements and what it said and popped up. So if you went into an opportunity page, Clippy would pop up and says, "Hey, it looks like you're trying to enter in sales information," and it will move over to where the edit button is. Click here to edit the record. And if you didn't do anything for a while, you just left the page up, it would just start basically mocking you. So yeah.
You know, interestingly enough, at Tahoe Dreamin' last month, they had Shauna and Adam Seligman up on stage. They did the keynote, and they showed, the slides and everything.
Yeah, I remember that. I think Melinda Smith was periscoping it so I could watch it.
Okay, so yeah, it's they showed Clippy, and
No.
they talked about how Salesforce is. They're thinking of it moving in a direction, of course, is a safe harbor forward-looking statement, whatever you want to call it. They talked about how it's moving in a direction that it's going to have some of that same kind of functionality where it's basically like guiding you through certain processes. It looks like you're trying to set up a
Sassy
workflow,
opens up
some
and
help with that, something like that. Yeah.
that's scary.
I mean, they acknowledge that we don't want it to look like this. Like, everybody has bad
Well,
memories,
pretty
and
sure
we
Clippy's
don't.
trademarked.
Well, yes, but you get my point. They don't want to invoke that mind, that memory.
Yeah, that would be a bad class.
Yeah.
But
Ugh.
you know what's pretty good, Mark?
What
Our
is?
guest today.
That's true. That's very true. You can be without her, Salesforce webinars would not be what they are today.
Yes. And this is where we will basically roll the interview. So,
It is.
Mark,
In fact, I'm going to do that right now.
roll the interview.
Okay. It's me pulling a lever sound. That's what that is. Okay.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm okay. How about you?
Good. You
You good?
yeah, good. You know what I do when I'm feeling good?
What do you, I'm just gonna let you answer that one so I don't have to think of anything.
Sure. When I'm feeling good, I like to put together lists of things.
Lists. That
Yeah.
helps? Really?
Yes, you know, it's kind of like the whole when I'm frightened, I list my favorite things, but this is more of a goodie list.
Okay. Like what goes on your goodie list then?
Well, it depends on what's being good at this moment. But right now, I'm more interested in talking about the person who is the goodie list person.
You know, we could do one better. Instead of talking about her, we could talk to her.
That's true. Since she's on this call, that would make sense.
I know, right?
So, without further ado, we'd like to introduce Elna Miller from the community of Salesforce.com. I'm sure you've seen her goodie lists. That, yeah, we'll add actual applause in the background.
Well, I never do that.
Shh.
We don't have a studio audience, Brian.
Shh. No one else knows that.
Oh, damn.
Elna, welcome to WizardCast.
Thank you very much, Brian and Mark.
So, We hear you have a very interesting job title. What is it?
Well, I had to write it down so I could say it without getting my tongue tangled here, but I am a Success Services Strategy Senior Manager. Wow.
I would hate to have a lisp
Exactly.
with that. Wow.
That's a lot of susurration and sibilance.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? What do you do?
Well, that's a great question. Yeah. So I actually am all about webinars mostly, in addition to my pet project, which you already mentioned, the Goody List. I live and breathe webinars. I've been at Salesforce for about 4.5 years now, and in various roles that were all focused on customer success and working with customers to kind of help them navigate the vast sea of Salesforce. There's another alliteration, right? Sea of Salesforce.
See yourself for it.
And so I do, I present webinars, I host them, I build a webinar center of excellence, and I provide tools and best practices to allow others in our organization to deliver it, what we call like to call engaging virtual events, so that we can really involve our customers and make the experience interactive so that they will engage, talk to us during the webinar and talk to us after the webinar in the success community, which is another area that's near and dear to my heart, and I spend a lot of time out there in some of the groups that we pay special attention to and actually officially sponsor in the customer success organization.
That's a
Our team.
lot. That's a lot to do. Holy crap.
It is, and we have people all over the world who are doing webinars, and I think last year I did 177 webinars personally myself.
177?
What?
Yep, so
What?
busy over here.
How many work days are there in a year? Like, it's gonna be not too far off from that.
Yeah, pretty close.
That is amazing. That makes me feel like we really do a crappy job of putting WizardCast episodes out live.
If only we got paid to do it, Brian.
Yeah, if only this was our job.
I know, right?
Yeah. So, all right. So 177 webinars out of just in 1 year. What was your favorite one?
Well, I like the big ones where that really resonate with people and lots of people show up. And we actually had a 6-part series on the Lightning Experience, which was very well attended and lots of great questions. I love great questions when people come on and are when we get them thinking and they want to know, can it do this? Can it do that? What about this scenario? And it's just great to have that engagement. And you need a certain number of people, right, on a webinar to get that engagement. So that series was really well received. We also do a great series for new customers. And new customers, they're great to work with because they're just really fresh and excited and everything is new for them. And pretty much anything you tell them is going to be useful because they're on day one. They just
It's
signed
gonna
on the
blow their
website.
minds.
Yeah, so it's the Getting Started series that we do is really fun because we always get, lots of great enthusiastic folks on that as well.
Had I known you liked the questions, we would have spun up a version of the certification quiz show for you. But luckily for you, I'm ill prepared. So
Phew, what a relief.
you could ask Chris Duarte about our certification quiz show.
Oh man.
Poor woman. So I would like to take a little bit move and talk about the Goody List, because I think a lot of the people in the success community recognize your face from the Goody List. And for those of who may not actually know what the Goody List is, can you tell us first what is the Goody List?
Sure, I'm happy to talk about it. It's kind of my little baby that I've nurtured and put out into the world. So the Goody List is, I guess you could call it a monthly, sort of like a newsletter, but it's really a monthly compilation of links. And these are all links to resources that have been shared, talked about Salesforce during that previous month. So I put it out at the end of the month, and it has pretty much everything that you missed in the success community or in the Salesforce ecosystem that I have come across, or folks who helped me put it together have come across during that month. So there are things like events, recordings of events, blogs, articles, documents, and most importantly, conversations and contributions from members of the success community. And this would include, you know, great threads where people ask great questions or share information. And my favorite, of course, are blogs from people like yourselves, other MVPs, customer evangelists, people who just love to write about Salesforce and their reactions to what's going on, like the releases. There were tons of blogs on each release. I love to share those and read them myself. So that's basically what it is. It's a giant compilation of links. It's organized in a way that it's meant to be kind of like a tapas menu. You know, you're not going to eat everything on the menu, but you're going to see a few things that look tasty to you.
So you do that.
Go check them out.
You do that every month on top of all the webinars.
Every month on top. Yes. And I've actually started it. I actually started it several years ago when I had a different role, and it was always on top of whatever my normal job was. So it's just kind of a side project, which quite a few people at Salesforce have those kinds of projects, and this is one of them.
All right. So it's your baby. You know, it's something that you do on top of everything else that is, quote unquote, the core of your job, right?
Right.
Why? Why do you do it?
Yeah, that's great question. It's fun. I just, you know, and what I discovered when I started working with customers is that there's so much information out there, and it's really great, useful information for people who are running Salesforce implementations, who are just need to know the latest information, but it's really not organized. It's all over the place. It's, you know, there's no one place you can go to learn everything you need to know or what's the latest on latest and greatest. So I had actually started putting it together to give customers something to, for my personal customers that I was working with when I had assigned accounts. And I wanted to bring them.
Sorry. Were you an AE or a sales engineer, or what was your position originally?
I was like a customer success account representative. We had different titles for that. I actually had three different titles where I was doing the same thing. So it basically is, you know, like a post-sales customer resource. And I had a suite of customers that I was responsible for maintaining a relationship with, and I would meet with them on. I tried to meet with them on a regular basis, either biweekly or monthly, and some of them didn't want to meet with me. And so it was a way to kind of bring content to them to say, hey, here's what's going on with Salesforce, and then share with those customers that I didn't meet with. So I would email it out to them. And then I started sharing it internally through my colleagues because I thought, well, hey, you could use this for your customers as well. And I got a lot of good response to it. People really liked it and started sharing it. And just from people appreciating it, it encouraged me to do it more. And then when the success community first launched, you may remember when we first launched, I believe it was, I want to say 2 years ago in August. And they were just starting to really build engagement there. And it was a brand new collaboration space for Salesforce customers. And I was asked to share it there. And ever since, I've been sharing it there as well as through the usual channels that I shared it with before. And it's just really fun to discover, you know, all the new, everything that's been written, all the discoveries that people are making that are blogging about. And just, oh my gosh, here's a great article, or here's a great ebook, or here's a webinar on, you know, a certain topic that's really hot that everybody's really going to be interested in. And just kind of fun to discover all that. And I just like to share it with people so that, you know, they don't have to discover it all for themselves like I did.
It's been especially valuable for a lot of community members because there is such a huge amount of information out there, especially once you start getting into things like ebooks and papers and things like that. That can get, there's just so much of it. And picking out the good stuff, well, that can be awfully difficult. So I think that's why your document has just taken off and gone crazy.
Yeah, I get quite a few downloads. I wonder, I'm trying to remember. I think it was 21,000 last year.
Wow! Like
Brian, if we had that many downloads.
Oh, hell no. We just made it to the thousands.
That's a secret.
Do You know,
no, that was like all 12 or so, maybe. No, I did 11, I think, last year, because I have one that I do for the holidays. It's November, December combined. So all 12. And it's kind of interesting. Every now and then I see people downloading goodie lists that were from, you know, 6 months ago, but it's still kind of floating around, and you know, somebody finds it and goes back to
still valuable information.
Although I can't guarantee the links will all work if you go back as far as 6 months.
See, maybe we'll get really lucky, Mark, and Elna will include this episode as part of her goodie list next month, and then we'll get some of that 20,000.
Way to hint, Brian. Jeez.
That wasn't a hint so much as a very non-subtle, you know, thump on the head.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're in a bit of an interesting position, because I can't recall very many positions I've ever heard of in any kind of organization where you are in a position of support for customers and in a position of support for internal as well, because you said you facilitate those webinars and kind of give them the kind of the boilerplate and the guidelines for their webinars. What is that like? Like having to, it's like having to have two brains at the same time.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. In the end of it all, it's about serving customers. We're all customer focused, and so I can help customers directly, or I can help other people help customers and just share what I do. So it all flows to the same end. So I think it kind of makes sense to me. But yes, it is definitely, you know, two audiences, but everybody's kind of the same mind of trying to give the customer the best experience we can.
So I'm going to ask a question that might date me just a little tiny bit. So some people might know who Carol Burnett is. And
wow,
I did say it was going to date me. And when she did her show back before I was born, I swear it. One of the things she would always do is pull on her ear when she was on TV as a sign, basically to her, I think it was her daughter, you know, that she's thinking of her and love her. So since you do 177 webinars, do you have any little secret thing that you sneak into
secret
your webinar?
Salesforce support service secret signals senior.
I'm gonna have to think about that one. Yeah, I have two children. They're twins, and they're not quite old enough to appreciate this particular material.
I didn't know you had twins.
I do. I have twins.
How old are they?
Twin girls. They're 6 years old.
Really? Mine are four.
I remember you had. I remember we talked about that once before when we met. Yeah. They're fun. Yours are four, right?
Yeah,
you said?
Yeah. They just turned four in January, and we're going to take them down to Orlando tomorrow.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So, and plus, I would imagine 6 year-olds are probably not logging into your webinars.
Yeah. So, but you know, that's a great idea. I'm going to have to think about doing that and seeing if maybe we can create some kind of a contest out of it. You
yeah,
know?
Or, like, or some hidden
find
joke.
The secret
you know,
word.
Like I know a lot of the Salesforce University folks, when they were doing their hands-on trainings at Dreamforce, would try to sneak in the word meow, you know, so instead of saying thing like, and now we're going to do this, they'll say, and meow, we're going to do this.
I love it.
So you maybe something along those lines you can sneak in there.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. I'm definitely going to put that on my list. That's right, my own personal one in my brain. I tell you that I actually have an acting background, and you know, I've had to do, you know, the same show over and over when you're an actor and you're doing a theater production. And you know, webinars are kind of similar because you're presenting the same material repeatedly, and you do have to work sometimes to keep it fresh and do something fun and different. So that is a great suggestion, and to help keep it fun and fresh, even if some people don't really know what we're doing. It'll be a secret.
Yeah, that's usually when practical jokes start being rampant too. All right, so for our listeners out there who maybe have never attended one of your webinars, as hard as it may believe, having done 177, if they're interested in potentially attending one of your webinars, what is the best place for them to go to learn about an upcoming webinar?
Yeah, that's a great question. We actually run three primary groups in the success community, and I would recommend starting in one of those three groups because all of our events are very widely shared in those three groups. I can also provide you with some links to share if you have an area below on your podcast page where you could share or a post that you could do. But the three groups are success getting started, success marketing cloud, or there's a marketing cloud community group as well. So actually I lied, there's four. There's Premier Central. All the Premier customers need to join Premier Central. We have some exclusive events for Premier customers. We have release readiness and feature adoption, which
Oh,
if
that's my favorite.
anyone listening to this is not a member of that group, you must
Oh yeah.
join today.
Go do it now,
Yes,
right
that
now.
one's for everyone. That group's for
Yes,
everyone.
or we will find you and force you to join.
And then
Not
we
really.
have another event type called Circles of Success, which is small, really awesome community roundtables with customers getting together and talking to each other about their own strategies. And we run those out of various groups, but you would find them discussed in both getting started and release readiness and feature adoption.
Are those similar to the ones they have at Dreamforce and Salesforce World Tours?
They are. We have virtual versions of what
I
you
see.
have at Dreamforce. Yeah, so they're
Ah.
really easy to attend because they're virtual, and so anyone in the world, no matter where they are, and they run tons of them and different topics, 20 or so topics, lots of topics to choose from, and the in-person events are also amazing, and they get huge crowds for those. So that
Oh
if you
yeah,
have the
they're hard to get
chance.
into.
Yeah, I know, I heard
They're
about that.
ridiculously hard. Yeah.
Okay, so I know the end of the month is coming up, so we should expect to see a good of the list coming from you soon.
Next week, hopefully.
Next week, hopefully.
The professor, yeah.
Yeah, so we look forward to that. Is there anything else you would like people to know what's coming up?
Well, Spring 16 just went live, so you can find
Woo!
all the resources for that. They're pretty much the critical mass has hit in terms of everything you could possibly want is available now. And don't forget to start planning ahead for summer,
Summer.
because it'll be upon you before you know it. And there's some things you can do, in the meantime to plan for it. But yeah, we've got webinars going on all the time, so definitely check out our schedule. And yeah, your goodie list will be coming next week. But that's about it, I think.
Great.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite Spring 16 feature? Yeah, the new things.
Oh, let's see. I think the more they allow you to edit chatter posts or add multiple attachments. I was excited about that, multiple attachments on a single post. But editing, now you can edit posts that have files on them. Before you could only edit posts that didn't have a file attached. And so if you made a typo or wanted to make a
Huh,
change.
I never realized that. I never had to do it.
Well, you probably weren't posting goodie lists every month then.
Well, there is
Actually,
that. But also, Brian, I do tend to actually check what I've typed before I hit send,
are you
Brian.
implying that Elena doesn't check what she says?
No, I'm implying that you don't, Brian.
Well, everyone knows I don't. Yeah,
Hey, there are non-typographic use cases for this as well.
I.
Like, actually, Sam Acuff, everybody knows Sam Acuff, speaking of Success Community Queens. But she actually has a great thing that she does with the editing feature where, people share po her posts a lot and it gets shared umpteen times and shares of shares of shares. And she wants to kind of direct people back to the original post to make comments. And so what she does is she takes, she finds, after she posts the original, she goes and grabs the URL for that post, bit.ly's it, and then edits the post and says, please post your comments here. And she puts the bit.ly in there too. So the post refers to itself, basically, so that
Nice.
any
It's a meta
shares
post.
can be directed back to the original where she can get more,
Nice.
all
Oh,
the
very
comments
nice.
consolidated. So I thought that was a kind of a cool use case
Yeah, that is a very cool
for
use
that
case.
feature.
All right. So I'm going to ask you a question, which we'll probably end up stripping out of the podcast just because it is unfair to you and it's mean, but I can't help myself because I am an egotistical bastard. I know that you and Sam were on the Button Click Admin podcast not too long ago.
Yes.
Which one is more fun, us or them?
Oh, Brian. Brian, that's not classy, Brian.
I didn't claim it was going to be classy.
It's oh, no contest.
See,
No
we I do
contest.
it.
Yeah, I bet it's no
Notice
contest.
how I answered
For
that.
them.
I'd like to introduce our next president-elect of the United States of America, Elna Miller.
How very diplomatic.
So thank you very much, Elna, for joining us. It is always a pleasure talking with you. And hopefully I'll get to see you again at the next Salesforce event.
I'm sure we will. Our paths will cross very soon. And great to talk to both of you. Thank you so much for inviting me. It was lots of
Thank
fun.
you. Now it's time for our Salesforce video of the undetermined amount of time until the next one.
This episode, our video of the day, is all 177 webinars worked on by Elner Miller.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Video singular, Brian. You're just going to
We've
pick
done multiple
100
videos before.
you, but it's 177 videos. Brian, you didn't actually go through and pick one, did you?
I ran out of time and forgot.
Right. Okay. So you're just going to say, here's a bunch of webinars. Go watch them all. Is that what you're saying, Brian?
No. What I'm saying is there are 177 webinars just from last year across multiple different topics. You can find them posted in the Success Getting Started chatter group. You can find them posted in the other chatter groups that Elna mentioned, like the Circles of Success. If you're a Premier customer, you can go to Premier Central. There's a webinar out there that someone is going to be interested in. And they're all good. And we can't just, start picking one webinar a day. I mean, we barely get two episodes out a month. I mean, you know how long we get through 177 webinars?
Okay, Brian, how about this? How about we suggest here's all the webinars, go find one that sounds like it appeals to you. How about we say that?
Yes, and the sake of the fact that my kids are going to be going to school this fall, we'll say not only go find one, but then you should report back to us which one you watched and what you liked about it or disliked about it.
You're going to give them homework. Really? I thought we wanted to keep listeners, Brian.
I like listener participation.
You call it listener participation. I call it homework.
They could do it while they're at work, so then it's work.
That's a good point. Okay, I'm done with that.
So, Mark, what did we learn?
I learned that Salesforce adores abominably abundant alliteration ad nauseum.
And I'm very glad that I don't have a lisp when I'm trying to list out all the Salesforce servicey titles involving successes. I learned that there was 177. That still blows my
That, yeah.
mind. That's a lot of
I
webinars.
mind blown.
Mind is blown. And I also think of the fact that Elna is doing all that work on top of the other stuff to put those goodie lists together. And I don't know about you, but I almost always find at least one thing off of every monthly goodie
At
list
least
that I didn't know about.
I think without that list, I probably would not have been able to get some of the
I
things
kind of
done that
think
I need
that
to.
we need to come up with some sort of logo for Elna. Like, I kind of envision her walking through the Salesforce woods with the little Red Riding Hood and her basket full of goodies.
What?
What's it called? The goodie list. And
Oh,
so,
God. Ryan, there's
what?
no.
And then, the big bad wolf could be, I don't know, what would that be? Would that be Oracle? Or no, it'd have to be something that's on premise, right? It could be ACT.
Oh, that's more like Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Yeah,
I like that movie.
the witch, yeah.
Yeah.
We're just kind of rambling now, aren't
What are we talking about now?
we? What were we talking about?
WizardCast is produced by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross, directed by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross, technical administration by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross, script writing by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross, audio editing by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross, website maintenance by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross, mucus monster destroyed by Brian Kwong and Mark Ross, and our intern this episode was you.
Me?
No, you know who you are.
Ah. Send us your interview suggestions, jokes, videos, tips, and feedback to wizardcast@thewizardnews.com or head over to thewizardnews.com and click Contact Wizardcast.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Wizardcast and receive our next episode automatically. Once again, I'm Brian.
And I'm still in pain.
Thanks for listening. Wizardcast is recorded in a front. Oh, I even wrote this line. Wizardcast is recorded in front of a. Damn it! I want to say straight live audience because that's what you hear all the time.